Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, message in here from our good mate Rod Swift. Hi, Harley. Are you in Melbourne? Yes, Harley is in Melbourne. He's back in Melbourne, we hope, for the next couple of years, which is means that we're going to be hearing a lot more of him on this show, I'm sure. Now, that was a very comprehensive summary there by Joe of the situation regarding aged care, both here and in the US. I think we seem to be just sort of getting off the rank at the moment here, but it sounds a bit more solid, basically because it's government backed.
In Australia, yes, it'll be government backed. And the problem with the United States is, and the problem with us emulating the model of the United States, is that they have such a philanthropic culture there that that money flows in basically as a tax break. Mm-hmm. And as a result, industries can pop up, which is great for booming an entire economy, but not so great if there's an economic downturn and it all dries up.
Yes, I saw Carrington perk up there when the word tax break came up. this business of, we don't actually need or want GLBTI aged care homes. I must say, speaking personally, I can't think of anything worse. I always used to say, you know, why should I go and live in a place called something like Fag End or whatever for the remainder of my days, along with a lot of other old puffs like myself. It doesn't really appeal to me. But there's also the thing that we just don't have the numbers. I mean, in the States, they have so much bigger a population that it becomes viable, but I don't think it is viable at all here.
They practically invented the concept of the gay ghetto.
Yes.
And those people that moved in there during their teens and are still there and have never left the ghetto, they want to stay there. Mm. That's their community. And for those people, I can certainly see a need for such... are we calling them resorts now?
Seems to be the fashionable word at the moment. Senior resort. I notice one's popped up in Box Hill as I drive by it.
Well, if they should just move the Balan one to Dalesford, it'd be much more attractive.
Well, the problem with that, and having spoken to Peter any number of times on this program, the problem with that was that the difficulty of getting hold of land in Balan.
And there's, oh, really? In Balan or
in
Dalesford?
In Dalesford. Well, even in Balan. They're right on the edge of Balan. I don't know if you've seen where it is.
Well, maybe they could, you know, get rid of those wind turbines in Dalesford and then put the retirement home there instead.
I mean, it would make more sense to be in Dalesford, but it would also be a heck of a lot more expensive, of course.
Yes.
Because, you know what it's like. You go and buy a cup of coffee in Dalesford, it's $4. It's perhaps $1.50 in Balan. So it's probably a better place for old people.
Balan's a good town.
It's a nice town. A bit run down, but it's coming back up again. Before we finish up the show today, what I wanted to do was talk a little bit about these Republican primaries that we're seeing at the moment, because I must say that looking at it from an Australian perspective or even a British perspective, what a bunch of loons. I mean, how do these people get where they're going? And is it just money that propels them up there? I mean, they don't seem to be, there doesn't seem to be any rational discourse going on here.
For a lot of the Republican candidates that have already dropped out of the field, it's clear that they were only in it for the money. Herman Cain was selling a book. Who else do we have? We have Tim Pawlenty speaking arrangements that he was spruiking. Michelle Buchman was trying to launch herself onto a national platform and gain the donor contributions that comes with that. So those,
don't forget Sarah Palin.
No, we mustn't forget the grandmother of them all.
Who wasn't even in the campaign at all. Yes, and her bus tour across America. They were all in it just for the money, basically, and they're out of the campaign now. It doesn't mean, though, and I would call them amongst the loons, and I think that's quite fair to say.
But I mean, Rick Santorum is doing really well, and he seems to be pretty strange, to say the least of it.
Yeah.
The thing about Santorum is that it's not... Yes, he's doing okay right now, but that's because everybody before him has had their time there. They were the flavour of the month, and they've fallen out. And so he's just the next one along.
They're all part of the movement of anyone but Romney, it seems.
It's not just anyone but Romney. It's also anyone but Romney or Ron Paul. Yeah, he's the other one that the party cannot stand.
Well, but Ron Paul, the good thing about him is he is doing quite well amongst the youth in those...
And independents and Democrats.
Yeah, in those important areas. And, you know, he's had some really good marketing campaigns. And there was a video out the other day on YouTube that was it was quite good. It was talking about, imagine if there was a Chinese military occupying, going back to this Occupy topic again, Texas. So, you know, he might get up. And there's been some ABC reports I was watching last night on 7:30 Report that suggested that he could also pip Mitt Romney in, I think, New Hampshire that's coming up.
But he's not what you'd call a Republican, is he? He's more a libertarian.
He's a libertarian, yep. and you could say that he's one of the founders of the Tea Party movement.
So he's sort of like Sarah Palin with a bit more brain.
A lot more brain, I would say, yeah.
He is very intelligent, but he also has some very strange notions about certain aspects of basic history. He's not such a fan of teaching evolution in schools, for example. He's not such a fan of gay people either. So it's kind of has a very mixed record. So it's not amongst the libertarians, the people who basically want to devolve the federal government so that it's almost powerless, so to revert as much power to the states as possible. He's a huge hero. But the downside of that is that when that happens, there are parts of America, in fact, like right now, there are 29 states that you can be fired for being gay. And for the libertarians, that's effectively what they're proposing, that half of America go back to the Dark Ages, and the other half of America can do what it wants, but without necessarily the financial backing that comes from all the oil in Texas. So it's very mixed bag with
libertarians. So the Texans would get to keep all their own oil. It wouldn't be American oil, it would be Texan oil. Is that what you're saying?
Under the Ron Paul scheme, the libertarian worldview, of which there's a lot of supporters in Australia as well, the federal government would have a much reduced capacity for raising taxes, and their role would be limited to things like defence,
right,
and not much else.
Yeah, but if they've only been allowed to raise limited amount of taxes, they wouldn't be able to spend much on defence, would they?
I actually met one American who was working for Fox News who actually suggested that people should be able to personally decide how much they contribute to the federal government, specifically including the defence budget. There's a lot of really crazy ideas out there about how to solve America's financial problems.
Well, actually, I've seen that one. I've seen that one bandied about here. It's people who say, I don't mind paying my share of taxation. I don't mind paying as much as a third of my income, so long as I can tell you what you can spend it on. So you can have the whole amount, but you've got to spend it all
on
education.
Isn't that what elections are for? That's what your vote's for.
You know, but they want to actually specify their money. You know, they hand over and say, okay, my taxes this year are $3,000. I want you to spend all that on universities, or all that on defence, or split it 50-50, or whatever.
Look, I think it's definitely... Look, they can't pit Mitt Romney. He's definitely the one to, I think, win this Republican GOP campaign. I think he's the one that will be set up. And the interesting thing is, for a man that is, happens to also be Mormon, he happens to also be, from what I have learnt from this presidential campaign, the one that seemed to have flip-flop a lot on gay rights. He did support it in his early days.
Well, he had to. He's from Massachusetts.
Exactly. But the funny thing is that as well, I thought that I saw today, Doug, and I saw it in... The Advocate was, what was the gayest US city? And it happened to be number one gayest gay US city at the moment, according to The Advocate, is, of all cities, Salt Lake City, where the home of the Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints is.
Yes, the Mormon Church is headquartered.
I actually would have thought it would have been Atlanta, which is also not very gay-friendly. But Utah does have a lot of gay people there for some reason.
Yeah, so there you go. I just thought it was quite interesting. I thought I would share that with us.
Yes, well, I don't quite know what to say to that, really. I don't know much about Mormons. I did have a secretary once who converted to Mormonism, but that was only because she was in love with Donny Osmond at the time. And I was subjected to a certain amount of readings from the Book of Mormon in my lunch breaks at the time.
Mitt Romney certainly has, he hasn't shied away from his Mormon religion and heritage, but he has tried to at least downplay the ways that could negatively play out in both the left and right side of US politics.
I think Mitt Romney's done an awful lot of flipping and flopping in all sorts of directions.
Yeah, he needs to win South Carolina and then he needs to win Florida. And if he brings home Florida, then he's got it for the Republican side.
Okay, well, we'll be back in just a moment.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy94.9. Support Joy94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.